kind of grown up around this, and like both my grandparents were firefighters too, so I'd like to try it out. I'd be the first girl in my family to be a firefighter.
Someone's stuck behind this door. Grab that axe and bust it down.
Awesome, you know what I mean?
Hit! Oh. 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 Tap. Tap. This isn't America's Got Talent, where you get in with a good sob story. This is where you actually have to have real-life skills and strength to perform the tasks of the job. And people's lives are literally depending on it.
I hope they've taught you how to knock down doors. In you go. As high as you can.
Second finger, Rudo!
She's a hard lady.
Come on, Karen, breach that door!
The elbow. Big run, as fast as you can. And high.
Come on, Karen, there's a family burning alive on the other side! Great effort. Great effort. Everyone inside has been burned to a crisp.
I think just two more throws and you would have been there, but that's tough for you.
A man with no firefighter training has no trouble with the same task.
It's a bit of an outy one, I think. Be aiming higher.
A woman can actually fail the physical component of the fireman test and still become a firewoman to meet female quotas.
There's a reason why 95% of firefighters are men. I'm going to say something controversial. Men are biologically stronger than women. When I joined the Fire Academy, I was in the best shape of my life.
Ha! Gay!
And even I struggled to pass the CPAT, the candidate physical ability test. Here's a 120-pound woman trying to take the CPAT.
I wasn't able to videotape anyone taking the CPAT, so I took it myself.
I am 120 pounds, 5'2", and I don't work out that much, so I haven't been training for this test,
which was quite obvious to the CPAT proctors.
The thing everybody wants to know, can she drag a 160-pound dummy?
Definitely a fatigue point, just a weight issue. Got 165 pounds versus 120 pounds.
Do it.
But my victim was left behind.
I'm sorry, Demi. I'm leaving you here. The final.
There are some women who can drag this dummy, but let's look at a woman doing it versus a man. You got this, Anna. Oh, he's burning alive. All right, let's see a man do it. Sorry. One hand. He could grab two people if he needed to, right? it's not even close. I'm sorry. I dated a female firefighter cadet in the academy. She hit the weight room 6 days a week. She did all the drills. She could never, ever pick me up in a fireman's carry. This is a pretty common way to recover someone who is unconscious, essentially a dead fish.
Have my firefighter here. He's gonna do it on me first, and I'm gonna see if I can do it on him.
Leave a comment down below if you think she's gonna be able to swing him to her shoulders.
Oh no, I need help.
I need a big strong man to help me. Easy. Yeah, stand on his feet.
What the hell are you doing?
What?
Well, don't just lay there, do something.
Excuse me, sir, I know you're unconscious from smoke inhalation. Can you help me out here? Oh.
My feet. What are you doing?
I want to see her try a ranger roll.
Up. Roll. You
up on your knees, you can get them adjusted. But it's just a squat.
The legs are shaking. Most female firefighters are going to be engineers. They're going to be driving the truck. They're really not going to be running hoses. And they can utilize drags to move people around.
My back leg, that's going to do all the driving. Okay, so it looks something like this.
Good job. You dragged this guy across a perfectly level, smooth surface. Uh-oh, watch out. Debris. Uh-oh, you have to go up a staircase. Look, I went through the fire academy. I dated a female firefighter. I'm not trying to be sexist. I'm just trying to be realistic. If you are trapped in a burning home, who do you want showing up to save you? Muscle Mark or Featherweight Karen?
If you think the fires in Los Angeles are being caused by DEI, you are dumb as and you should not reproduce.
Is she strong enough to do this? Or you couldn't carry my husband out of a fire, which my response is he got himself in the wrong place if I have to carry him out of a fire.
I shouldn't be able to carry my husband out of a house fire. It's his fault if he's trapped inside of a burning building.
There's a reason why 26 of the most physically fit women in the Marine Corps have failed out of this course. When you put 120 pounds on the back of a woman, she crumbles like a f***ing crouton.
You want to see somebody that responds to your house, your emergency, whether it's a medical call or a fire call, that looks like you. It gives that person a little bit more ease, knowing that somebody might understand their situation better. Is she strong enough?
Hey, I'm trapped in this fire, and I'm 100 pounds sopping wet, and so are you. We're both dead.
I'm super inspired.
She took time out of her already busy schedule to tell us about her vision for the department's future, one that includes a 3-year strategic plan to increase diversity.
People ask me, well, what number are you looking for? So I'm not looking for a number. It's never enough.
Out of 3,300 city firefighters, only 115 are women right now. She's already looking at ways to change that. She's quick to point out that doing so has a greater purpose, attracting the best and brightest for the job.
They feel included, they feel valued, and they feel part of a cohesive team.
See, diversity, equity, inclusion changes the definition of best to most diverse.
Chief also checks another box when it comes to inclusivity and diversity at this department. She's a proud member of the LGBTQ community.
Which surprises absolutely no one at all.
We don't care about your lady parts, and we don't care who you want having access to them. Can you fight fires? Can you make sure there's water in the fire hydrant?
Let's end the video with this glorious ad trying to get people to join the Los Angeles Fire Department.
Tired of ceilings holding it down. Smash that glass, wear the fire person crown. Axes, trucks, and rainbows unite. Let's torch the old rules and rewrite the fight. Sign up now at you.
Is this Elizabeth Warren, the Native American?
Up now at URL, strong women, queer icons, it's your tale to tell. Call telephone number, we're starting anew. Fire people aren't just brawny dudes in blue, in blue. Ditch the man in fireman, instead we want queens, kings, and everything ahead. And if you can't carry some guy to safety, that's on him. Don't play with flames if you're lazy. Hit up URL, we're changing the game. We need fierce and fabulous, not more of the same. Call telephone number and
wish.com Whoopi Goldberg here.
Answer the call. Fire people are here and we're breaking it up. And look pristine. Join now at URL. Your future awaits. We're done with the norm. We're opening gates. Dial telephone number. It's your time to rise. Fire people forever with pride in their eyes.
Yeah, I'd be getting the hell out of Cali too. Anyway, what do you think about more women being firefighters? Leave a comment down below. Don't forget to subscribe to Conservative Vibes. I'm CV, and I'll see you in the next video.